The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon, and welcome to America's Web Radio. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. Well, I gotta tell you, I never thought that I would have to say the words that are coming out of my mouth. You know, as some of the people would say, some of the words that come out of my mouth are confusing, some of them are brilliant. But none of them ever thought that they would be uttering the phrase that our president, our current president of the United States has been determined by a special counsel appointed by his own Department of Injustice. Okay? This is amazing. Special counsel Herr says that Joseph Biden is a nice elderly man that is so mentally impaired and so mentally incompetent that he could not be prosecuted underneath the laws of this state and this country. This is absolutely bizarre. I just cannot understand what just happened. Now, I have to be straightforward with you. I have not read and analyzed the entire 388 pages of the report that came out. But I gotta tell you, this week was not a good week for the country. And more to the point, it wasn't a good moment for Joe Biden. But here's my real problem. Here's the real problem that I have. Because this is a sad day in America. Why? How did we fall this far down so quickly? America's fallen, we can't get up? I don't get it. This report was based upon 5 hours of interviews over 2 days. That's 2.5 hours. That's less than lawyers sit for a bar exam. That's less than people work every day, 8 hours. And the presidency of America is not an 8 hour a day job. It's a constant job, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. The problem I have is if you have been declared mentally incompetent to basically actually stand trial for the crime, the willful retention of documents. The same, and I know they're trying to make the distinction here between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, but they both wrongfully, and not, I should take that back. The willful retainer of classified documents, at least 115 of them so far that I've seen in this report, in three separate locations, by the way, that were not secured. Absolutely not secured. And there are no charges. But under Donald Trump, in his case, behind a private residence in Mar-a-Lago, gated, okay, they keep saying it's a public access. It's not public access. And guarded by the Secret Service, okay, that's his residence. That's where the Secret Service is. And they raid his premises and they take him and they charge him. And this, my folks in America, this is the destruction of the republic. This is where things went sideways. Okay. What's going on here? Two things that really bother me. Let's get off Donald Trump for a second because I know that irritates half of my audience. Let's talk about what this means. This means that there is a sect in this government, a part of this government that is not owe allegiance to Americans. Let me say that again so you can understand that. So even the people who voted for Biden can understand that. There is a group of people who are allegedly in this government running it that do not have the primary allegiance to the American people, that they have an allegiance to a party. And why is that important? Well, based on this report, and here's the fundamental problem. There are people who are around him every day. There are people in this government that see him and interact with him every day and understand the nature of his illness. And listen, He might be a great guy. I don't know him personally. He seems like a really nice guy. But you know what? There are problems when you don't have the mental capacity to take on an interview of 5 hours over 2 days, but yet you think you have the mental capacity to run the country. This is improbable. This is the improbability calculator gone haywire. But the problem is that there are people around him who saw this, people who know this. The special counsel is the first guy to actually get inside the wall. Oh, that's right. The wall, the Biden wall, the wall that worked. It's been working for 3 years. Keep him out of the public. Don't let him talk to anyone. Script everything he does. Whoosh him away when he gets in trouble. What's the deal?
Mark,
he did 33 alleged press conferences that were, how they call them press conferences, I can't even understand. But they're not press conferences. They're rehearsals. There are things that are rehearsed. There are things that are put on that teleprompter ahead of time. Each item is picked carefully and seasoned, and then he gets to respond based on what the teleprompter tells him.
Mark, did you hear yesterday? Let me ask you, since you were born, what three colors have been drummed into your head every day?
Red, blue, and green.
Yeah.
No, red, white, and blue.
And what did your president say yesterday?
Red, white, and green.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you this much. I've talked about it before, and you know me. I'm a true blue American. Yes, blue is the third color. I am the guy who has a flag outside his house every day, has a flag on it at night, a flag light. Okay, because it's illegal technically to fly a flag without a nightlight. And when that flag gets tattered or torn, that flag is immediately taken down and a new one is put up because it's also illegal to fly a tattered flag. So, yes, I take this as a personal affront. And you as Americans must take this as a personal affront. We always talked about the deep state. And I know that's a big thing on the Red Party side. You know, the deep state. But this is an indication that there are people in this government that are working against it. And that's the problem I'm having. How is it you want to tell me, you want to sit there and tell me that no one else saw this, what this special counsel Hur said? I cannot believe for a fact that they didn't understand and know what exactly what's going on. And I'm talking about all of his cabinet. Where's his cabinet? How does his cabinet not enter? How does Secretary Austin not know that he is this incapacitated? And here's my other question, and I know people are going to tell me it's a conspiracy theory. I don't know how many of you remember, and I do remember, that there were testimony from the generals after the Afghanistan debacle, the surrender literally, and the 13 dead heroes, that the generals told him that they should leave a retention force of 2,500. Every one of them testified to that. And Biden came out and said, they never told me that. Now, I always thought, and I'll be honest, I always thought that he lied. Clearly, to me, I believe the generals. Now, I don't think either of them lied. I think that he just didn't remember. And if this problem is going on, and it's been going on for several years, at least since when he started, he wasn't exactly, 100%. Okay. 3 years ago, he was not 100%. He was 80, 70%. Now he's maybe 20%. Yeah. He can read the teleprompter some of the times, but if he goes off script, it's a debacle. It's a disaster. And these people around him, who represent the American people. They don't represent Joe Biden. They don't represent the DNC. They represent America. And when we have people in our government that do not represent us, they need to go. This administration needs to go. The people in the, now I'm going to call it the deep state, because it is there. It is there. And it includes, by the way, the Easter Bunny. If you saw that, Easter last year. where the Easter Bunny whooshed him away when he started to babble. Okay, so everybody knew except the American people. And that's the problem I'm having right now. So now they're talking about the 25th Amendment to try to take him out when the majority of his cabinet will sign off that he's incompetent. Well, honestly, folks, that would be an admission that they've been lying to us. And I don't think that's ever going to happen because not anyone in this government under the blue regime is ever held responsible for anything, including Secretary Austin for his debacle disappearing, where an enlisted man would have been in deep doo-doo, would have been in serious trouble under military law. But Secretary Austin, nah, he skates. Why? Because he's with Biden. Okay, the get-out-of-jail card has been given out. So what do we do now? The question I see here, why is it important? Okay, this is another thing that I'm concerned about. It's been talked about over and over again. People keep saying there's a double standard of justice. No, there is no justice. There is no justice. When you are accused of willfully retaining classified documents and with classified documents with the highest classification, which are only supposed to be read within the classified SCIF, and you have them sitting in your garage, unsecured, accessible. Believe it or not, there was interesting documents in there. I saw some pieces that there were documents from just about when Burisma, about Ukraine and their military standard, their standing, I gather, although I haven't seen those documents either because I don't have a I don't have that security clearance. Okay. But apparently you didn't need one because amazingly, Hunter Biden gets the Burisma job right about the time when those documents are dated. So this is a real question of things. I honestly don't think that this report answers a lot of questions. I think it raises more questions, and it raises the question of why is there no standard of justice anymore? Okay. It's not that they just didn't say the guy had gaffes, that Biden's has some problems, has some memory issues. This was all held back from the American people, and it was now the curtain was pulled back by this special counsel, her. And why did he make a distinction? This was another thing that I thought was very interesting, because there's nowhere in that statute that they're charging Trump under that requires that you have an intent not to give back the stuff, an intent not to give it back after you've already taken it illegally, as they're alleging Trump did, which is very distinguishable from what Biden has done, okay, in this report, based on the report. Again, it's all alleged until you actually see it for yourself or it's proven in a court of law, correct? So we have Donald Trump, who's the president of the United States, who can delete, declassify and classify documents at will under the Presidential Records Act. That's another problem for this David Weiss character. So he can do that at any point in time. By the way, Joe Biden had records apparently from some 40 years over his career in three different places, including the Penn Biden Center, which was miraculously $50 million worth of Chinese funds started pouring into University of Pennsylvania when Biden got there. With some documents that he shouldn't have had. Well, that's interesting. Who had access to those documents? Those questions are never asked and answered. Those questions are never investigated. You know, it's one of these things where the Department of Injustice needs to try to explain this. And I don't think they can. There is no daylight between what Joe Biden did and what Donald Trump did. In fact, what Joe Biden did cannot be explained away by the Presidential Records Act because, quite frankly, Biden was never the president at the time. In fact, at some point, he was a senator who took documents out of the SCIF. That's illegal. And the fact that you give them back, that doesn't matter. And I've heard this before, this last night. It's like a bank robber being arrested and then giving back the money and they drop the charges. That doesn't vitiate the fact that he committed the crime. And that's what went on here. This is just the bizarre, this is the bizarre world under the democratic regime that continues to exist. But the question I got to ask is, how is it that these people who are around Biden are not going to be held responsible? Because you know that's not going to happen. They're never going to be held responsible. From Lois Lerner with the IRS, with her going after the conservatives, to Hillary Clinton, who was found to have handled the documents carelessly, recklessly, deleted 30,000 emails. You know the story, okay? They're not charged. But Donald Trump, where documents are secured at his private residence by Secret Service, and they raid his place, and they arrest him, and they charge him. Okay? So there is no justice system when justice is not applied equally. There's no two tiers. There's no 30 tiers. There's nothing. It's a different system of justice that are being applied to different people based on whether you're a blue guy or a red guy. And that is no justice. Isn't that what America stood for at one point? Remember the system of justice? Did we just throw that out right now? We tossed it out like the old Constitution, that dusty document and a bunch of stupid amendments. Just get rid of it. Get rid of it. We don't need it. Who wants that? We'll make up our own rules as we go. So what did this do to America right now? This just proved to us that there are no standards, that everything that has been done wrong. And we continued to sit here and take it. We were lied to. We were lied to about his condition when he claimed he had a campaign from his basement. You never saw him because they knew it at the time that he was infirmed, that he was mentally incapacitated. Unfortunately, everything I'm reading and everything I'm told by doctors is that this is a progressive disease. And we've all had someone in our families who've had this type of mental infirmity, and it doesn't get better. It gets worse as time goes on. You know, put these into perspective. Are we now going to investigate the people around him as to what they've done to us? Or did we forget about us? Did we forget about us, the American people? The lack of capacity to understand what he did wrong, that's what this report indicates. Yet the guy claims to be running the country. Okay, so now we've already said, and I've said it time and time again, he's not running the country. Okay, now, who is running the country? Who is running the country? Because clearly Biden does not run anything. Now, we all suspected that. But this is basically the report from hell. Okay? So Robert Hur comes out, the special counsel, and says this. A lack of mental capacity to be a criminal. Someone please explain to me why this guy is still in office today and why he has not been removed by the 25th Amendment. The two universes are diametrically opposed. Either you are mentally competent to run the country and you can stand charged, okay? Or if you're not mentally competent to stand charged and be tried for criminal activity, how do you run America? What does that say about America? The two universes are diametrically opposed. They basically said he's so mentally incompetent, he's out of it. He can't do anything. He lacks the capacity to form the willful intent, was what the words of the report used. The willful intent. That means that the Afghanistan debacle, when he was told to leave the 2,500 troops, does he now get charged for 13 murders of service members? Of our American families, they lost their kids because he's incompetent and people were hiding it from us? Why is there no liability on the people that hid this from us? This is a problem in this country right now. And the watchdog of America, the American media, they're dead. They have died. Send them some flowers. I saw things this weekend on CNN, or actually during the week. It's not even the weekend yet. CNN, see, I had a senior moment. Look out. CNN, MSNBC, where they literally were laughing at Donald Trump when he was speaking because they cut him off and they told you what he would say. Here we go again. We're into the same crap and we have to shut it down. It is the fake media, because if it wasn't the fake media, they'd let you hear what Donald Trump had to say. So they sent Biden out last night. If some of you went to bed early, because Joe usually does, they sent him out to try to put this to bed and to prove that he comes out and he says, what's important about this is that I have been found not to be criminally liable for anything. I didn't do anything wrong. That's great. Fantastic. That's awesome. Here's the problem I have. During this conference, during this alleged press conference, and ooh, it did not go well. If you didn't see it, I suggest you go and look at it, because it was a disaster for him. He basically came out and said so many different things that were wrong. So he could not even remember the name of the church, which was Guadalupe, the Lady of Guadalupe, not Guadalupe. It was Lupe who was saying it, but he could not remember that his son's rosary beads came from there. He said, Our Lady of, and just lost himself. I mean, this is bizarre. He came out last night, and instead of putting the train back on the track, he derailed that train. He crashed it. It crashed and burned. This train was off the rails last night. So justice is completely dead now. We have the Department of Injustice, and now we have dead justice. We don't apply anything. So they defined him as an elderly man with good intentions with a failing memory, lacking the capacity to form willful intent. That's a quote. Bingo. That's what the qualifications they want to put their next candidate up for president of the United States and to let him continue in office. Are we okay with that? And by the way, folks, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is the president of Mexico? No, he's not. He's the president of Egypt, but not according to Joe Biden. Wow. It's not even close. That's not a mistake. That's not a gaffe. That is something he's failing at. He's failing at recollection. He's failing at memory. His brain is malfunctioning. He's not working. So who's running this country? Who is running the country? Here's what's going to happen. They're going to continue to run him now. They're going to continue on because it's too late to get other people onto the ballot, I believe. Most of the states, if not all of them. But here's what's going to happen. They're going to pump it. And I'm telling you, I said this a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to continue to say it. He's not going to be the nominee. And neither is cackling Kamala. She's done also. So what are they going to do? They're going to slip in. Well, I don't think it's going to be the Great White Hope, Gavin Newsom from California. Because right now, California looks like a toilet. And that state's in big debt. Yeah, well, we're in $34 trillion worth of debt, but that's okay, right? We could just print our way out of it until the next looming disaster in America comes, when we go off the dollar. And I'm going to take a short break. Come right back after this straight away. Don't miss the next step. Bye.
Attention veterans with PTSD. If you can't sleep at night, listen to A Veteran's Place, hosted by Dr. Don Moeller, at 10 a.m. every Thursday, for your answer to sleeping, here on the Veteran Station, owned by a vet, with shows just for vets. AmericasWebRadio.com.
Are you a veteran of Desert Shield or Desert Storm? We do a show for you every Monday at 1 p.m. on veteran-owned, AmericasWebRadio.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with America's Web Radio with Bite of Reality and Mark the Shark. So right before the break, we were talking about, well, President Sisi, el-Sisi actually, is not the president of Mexico. It sounds like it, but it's not. It's the president of Egypt. But then, that's okay. This has been a great week for Joe Biden because he also recounts speaking to the dead French president last weekend. So, he speaks on Sunday in Las Vegas, according to Joe Biden himself. I saw it up with my own eyes. Maybe it was a deepfake. We don't know. But he spoke to the French president Mitterrand, president of France, in 2021 when he was at the G7 meeting. Yeah, the only problem is that he's been dead since 1996. That's over 25 years, folks. So does Joe say, I see dead people? And then Flopsy Mopsy gets up from the podium over there, the speaker on behalf of Joe Biden. I'm wondering about her lately, too. And she says, I'm not going down that rabbit hole to that question about whether or not he saw dead people and spoke to them. Well, I guess the rabbit hole is still getting bigger. Because you know what? The most transparent administration ever. Or this is a part of the stupidity that we now live under in America. And listen, this whole thing is a setup. I'm telling you right now, this is a setup. This is the brilliant, and I'll give them credit. I will give them credit where credit is due. This was brilliant way to get rid of Joe Biden, living him out, letting him be Joe Biden, and it was the most brilliant scheme I've ever seen. Get the special counsel to basically call him incompetent. This way, he can walk away with his dignity. Because you know he was trying to get in there again, because they kept pushing him and pushing him. I don't think he knows what day it is. I'm pretty sure at this point, after seeing that, I'm positive he doesn't know what day it is. But that's okay, because you know what? He just has to be there. Someone else is running the place, and they're doing a lousy job out of it. And why? Why do I say that? Well, let's look at it. I'm going to head back to deterrence again. That's right. Deterrence. The dumbing down of deterrence by the Biden administration. What is that? This week I watched an interview with retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg. He clearly said the Biden administration that this is a very obvious, it's immediate to me, does not understand the word deterrence. That's what he said. This is a retired general of an elite status. It continues this week, and it's continued because we allow it in America. This administration's, their hopeless endeavors is destroying the rest of the Middle East. The foreign policy, the feckless direction that we take is just bizarre. How do you let someone attack you 165 towns and shove some missiles up a camel's butt? That's what we've been doing. So now we took out a leader. Ooh. Now, why didn't we do that the first day? And quite frankly, with all due respect to their military genius, taking out somebody of the Houthis, they don't give a darn. They don't care. Why would they care? They don't. That's the problem. They don't care at all. Because the Houthis and Hezbollah, they're the proxies. They're not the real guys. So just get rid of them. We always think that people have the same value of life in other countries that we do in this country. We don't. You know, and I was going back through history, and I always say those who forget history and remove our history, like taking down statues and taking everything out of schools regarding history and the real history, and taking down all of our founding fathers because, oh, in that time they had slaves. Well, you know what? Go back 1,300 years ago and they were doing the Inquisition. Should we get rid of all those in the history books too? But here's the problem. When you forget history, you're doomed to repeat it. And there was something very interesting observation that was printed that Winston Churchill said with regard to World War II, that if the West would have taken action against Germany early, okay, and they would have never been a World War II, that's something to really think about. Because I've always said that if we erase history and we don't learn from it, we're destined to repeat it. And guess what? We're doing it again. We need to get involved. We need to shut it down, just like Trump did. Get in there, fire away at a leader, okay? Soleimani, remember we took him out? Then the Middle East will calm down. And I can tell you the next scary thought is Iran with a nuclear weapon, because they do not value life, not like what we do. Okay, so we had another military disaster this week under Joe Biden. Tab, put that on his tab. Another 5 dead military personnel, Marines, in a helicopter accident. Maybe if we weren't having so many drag shows and worried about equity, which is the outcome, everybody else is the same stupid place at the end, not at the beginning. So meritocracy in the military is very important. And I think Boeing's learning that also, as their rivets and doors fly off of their planes. Because equity doesn't get the personnel you need to be qualified. That just means the outcome at the end is the same. That doesn't mean that everybody deserves the same outcome. It doesn't. You don't. You know? Now, today, I spoke to, or I spoke to, there you go. I was listening to, actually it was yesterday, I take that back, and then today I finished it up. The Supreme Court gets to determine if the Colorado can kick Trump off the ballot. Well, that's very interesting. The attorney for Colorado had some real problems explaining why the 14th Amendment Section 3 applies to Trump when the office of the president doesn't appear there. And they listed the president, right? They listed it all. But it doesn't apply to Trump. Why? Because he's not an officer. He is the guy who appoints people. But they couldn't explain that away. It was so interesting. And I got to tell you, I would not be surprised to see a unanimous decision, decision from the Supreme Court. It would be outrageous if they didn't, because the reality is that if each state kicked everybody off the ballot, one or two states that didn't would be the determining factor in an election. And that, my friends, is the end of democracy. The Democratic Republic is gone. And we're getting there. We're getting there close. There's a bunch of other states who are trying to kick them off. And the interesting part is, I don't think they even addressed the fact of whether or not he's never been charged with an insurrection. That was an interesting. I never saw this before. You're sitting here and you're saying, okay, somebody who's never been charged with a crime can be removed from the ballot because we think they did the crime. Well, it's not up to them. It's not up to each state. And that's federalism. Federalism reserves the rights under circumstances determined by the Constitution. Every other right is back to the states. To interfere with a federal election is not a state right. That's done. Okay, that is done. And by the way, another history lesson from Bite of Reality here with Mark the Shark. The only enforcement legislation that's currently on the books from that era is the Insurrection Criminal Statute 2383. And he's never been charged with that. And God knows they've tried to charge him with everything else. But they never charged him with that. Why? Because it's not applicable, folks. It's done. It's finished. Okay? You have to engage in an insurrection. And that requires an organization. And everything that we saw in the January 6th lynch mob was very carefully choreographed to indicate that Trump was responsible for people's minds going bonkers and people committing criminal acts. When if you ever listen to his speech, he said, let's go down and peacefully protest. They cut that out. Wow, that word peacefully, ooh. That was miraculously missing from the speech. Why? Because it was expertly cut. And that, my friends, is fraud. That, my friends, is and should be illegal. But it's not. It's not because they just let it fly. That's the problem. They just let it go. And here we go again. Okay? Let's go back now to some other facts and figures in America. Can this possibly explain the border disorder? A complex series of self-inflicted wounds by the Biden blunderbuss? Well, he comes out this week and says, I need the power from Congress to fix the border. No, you need the power of a pen to take out of your butt and unexecute the 90 executive orders that you put into effect that crushed the border and made it wide open. Don't tell me that you need power from the legislature where you destroyed the border being the most secure it's been in many, many decades under Trump. And you opened it wide open. Why? Well, let me tell you something. When you tell me you need $20 billion to put towards the border, no. You don't need $20 billion. What you need is more babysitters and more asylum people to let in the rest of the people from the world. We've let in over 9.5 million people. This is untenable. This is unsupportable. America is in debt up to its neck, and we're going under for the third time. So please, Mr. President, don't sit there in front of the camera and tell me that Congress is preventing you from closing the border when you just told me 3 seconds after that You said that you could close the border down as soon as you get to 5,000 people per day under this bill, which means to me that you could close down this border tomorrow, but yet you failed to do so. Why? Because it suits your purpose. So don't tell me that Congress gave you something or you need something from Congress, because that's the biggest pile of cow manure since I used to go walking in the fields in upstate New York in the cow fields. The transparent nature of the lying in this administration is just baffling. And the media is not there to call it out because they're right along with them. They're on the wrong team now. They're not on the team of America anymore. When CNN censors the former president and just goes and tells you what Joe Biden said, which is not what he said, this is devastating to America. This is devastating right now at the border to this country. And I got to tell you, unless they started shipping them over from the other governors, and that was brilliant. That was absolutely brilliant from Abbott. That was brilliant from DeSantis, that they sent all these people around the country. Because now, guess what? The hood is off. They're sending them all over the place on their own. Not in the middle of the night anymore, but during the day. So this is just amazing. And it doesn't stop here. And this is where this Democratic Republic, and I'm trying to keep the program clean, this Democratic Republic was meant to be run by intelligent people and people who had America at their heart, at their soul. We have a bunch of soulless imbeciles running this country right now. And why do I say that? Because if they were soulful and they were people who cared about America, they would do something about this. Okay? And it's not just the blue guys. It's the red and blue guys. When you have Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren jumping out and saying, the reason that prices are so high is because of greedflation and shrinkflation, which is when they take a 16-ounce package and they make it 14 ounces and they charge you more money. Well, no. No. I'll tell you what the problem is. On the Biden blunderbuss, the members of the crew, they have no capability. This is so ridiculous and such a poor policy. When you take us, America, who had a strong oil and gas production, we could have saved Europe from buying Russian oil. But yet, what did he just do again? He just cut off the natural gas supplies to Europe. That was brilliant. If you want to give lots of money to Iran, to Russia. You know why Russia didn't start any problems during Trump? Because they couldn't afford to. Because oil and gas were way down. $40 a barrel, $42 a barrel. Now it's what? Last I saw it was $72 or $80. Keeps jumping around. You can't give these bad actors in the world the ability to fund their bad acting. Okay? This is just completely ridiculous. You know, we haven't even talked about the skyrocketing crime. Fine. America is not the safest place in the world. I understand that. But we didn't need additional problems. And we still have idiots in the DA's office who are not prosecuting people. Look at New York, Alvin Bragg. Kathy Hochul jumped up for 5 seconds and woke up and she said, oh my God, this is a disaster. Our crime rates are through the roof. What are we doing? Well, by the way, Kathy, Senora Governor, you can take Bragg out tomorrow because New York law allows that. So maybe you should ask someone about that. You can call me, ask me. I'll let you do that. You can take him out tomorrow and I'll give you the exact statute. Not a problem. But this is what's going on again in this country. So now they're turning around and they're saying the inflation rate is not his fault. Well, first it was Putin price hikes, right? But if you actually looked at the data, the price hikes immediately commenced when he took office and they started going up and up. And yeah, and then Putin got involved. But he let them get involved because he didn't see, again, that word deterrence. That's become a very important word in America in the last 3 years, something that they haven't understood. But the blunderbuss members turn around and they say, everybody needs to get $15 or more an hour. Okay, that's great. Okay, but that $2 bread is now $5. And now that 18-ounce drink you bought, it's now 15 ounces. And it's still higher price because everybody who packs out that shelf needs to get $15 or more. And that increases the price. And now the people who are now getting the $15 instead of 7.25 or 10 can't afford to buy that anymore because their $15 is worth less than it was when they were making less money because prices were cheaper. but they don't want to tell you that. This is an absurd, stupid idea that they've come up with, this greedflation. This is just dumb. This is the same thing where CNN silences Trump and then tells you what he said. No, I don't need that. I don't need that. Okay. And then we had this week, it was a bad week for the Trumpster. Okay. The Trump train's still trying to be derailed by the Democrats. They're still trying to take him out. We'll see if that slows up at all, but I doubt it. So three anti-Trump judges turned around and found that there was no immunity for the acts during his presidency. Well, on the one hand, I'm glad to hear that, because Joe Biden needs to be held responsible for everything that's going on right now. And if that doesn't happen, well, that's called the injustice system, right? Again. Now, they're going to take it to the higher court. He has till Monday to file the Supreme Court. They basically short-circuit his right to go up to the next division. Why? Because they're trying to squeeze this in before the election. Once again, it's not impartial justice. This is bizarre justice. This is the weaponization of the justice system. Forget about the legislature. We already know that that's weaponized. But now we're talking about the judicial system. That's the referee in the game. They're supposed to be impartial. When they're not impartial, this Democratic Republic is finished. It's done. So he lost at the Court of Appeals in D.C. But the fact that they will not let him go up is just more bizarre. And that the defective legal system right now is so evident that they're not even trying to hide it anymore. From the case against him in New York, where they're trying to literally shut down a multi-million dollar business because no one was harmed, that's ridiculous. So here's the other thing. Now, this week, I'm going to turn my ire now to the Republicans, the red guys, okay, as we call them. The red guys got in trouble again this week. What did they do? Representative Mike Gallagher, Tom McClintock, and Ken Buck voted against the impeachment of Mayorkas. The first impeachment of a cabinet member since 1876. So what did that do? That demonstrated the ineffective government that we still have. How do leaders of Congress, how does he get up there and not have the number of votes that he needs and put it up for a vote? The hell do they want? What are they doing? Because every single one of them, when you see the Democrats put up a vote, Nancy Pelosi, they were a single-minded amoeba for the purposes of every vote. It was most bizarre. So this is an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it's bizarrely familiar. So what happened? So they did it again. Were they done? No. The Republicans showed how disorganized they are. They can't even agree on what day it is, let alone what to vote on. But the single-minded operation of the Democrats is amazing. The Republicans need to learn from that, because they are so devious, the Democrats. They are so single-minded and single-purposed to stay in power. That's what they will do. And the Republicans walked right into this head first, and they destroyed themselves once again. If you look at Republicans, it is so infuriating that they can take their Republican registration and put it where the sun don't shine. The Republicans are ridiculously dumb. And our leadership in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, he's like a bad film that freezes in the middle. He's got to go. He's got to go. With people like Schumer and Nadler, where did we find these people? They have effectively made the Democrats look like the Einsteins in this case, in the Congress and in the Senate. But the spineless Republicans did it again, and they failed miserably at it. The Democratic Party is in lockstep. They are a military precision action. They are a military precision outfit. They work with one brain, the amoeba style. Okay, so this is just another demonstration of a dysfunctional government. We need to get them all out of there. It's time. We got to go to the ballot boxes and change everything. You got holes in your socks. Your shoes are leaking. Get rid of them. Get new ones. That's what we need to go. That's has to be. And then they followed it up with a vote for aid to Israel. And that failed. a standalone vote. I mean, are we kidding ourselves? And then what they did is they went out further. Now I heard the Republicans that Rona McDaniels, or Rona, depends on how you want to pronounce it, is going to step down as chairman of the RNC after the South Carolina primary. How, you know, how disorganized do you appear to everyone out there, including myself? Quite frankly, it's not only limited to the Republicans, okay? Look at Nancy Pelosi. She made millions and millions of dollars on her insider trading information. You know, she gets a bill that she's voting on, and then miraculously, her husband, Paul, he chooses the fantastic stock of the month. And they make millions. Now, I'm not saying anything because it's just an allegation until it's proven. Okay? They need to step out of their own way. These legislatures, the Republicans and the Democrats, they need to get out of the way or start doing the people's business. It is not fair to the people of this company. You know, MSDNC comes out and says the other day that Joe Biden's as sharp as a tack. They neglect to tell you that that tack has melted down to a bubbling, boiling pile of water. You know, molten lava, perhaps, is as sharp as him. But, you know, we have this, you know, and let's go a little bit further as to how the government's so out of control. You know, things like this just go crazy. It's just amazing. It's to me, this is an entirely systematic problem. And I keep hearing, yes, it's a systematic problem. It's not racism that's the problem. It is the America that's the problem. It is the fact that we're not paying attention to anything. You know, why? As Americans, we have to start paying attention to things. You know, instead of under Donald Trump, we had drill, baby, drill. Under Biden, we have spy, baby, spy. What am I talking about? Well, on Wednesday, Fox News reported that it was backed up and backed up by several other news outlets that the federal government used private banking transactions to survey Americans without a warrant, without probable cause that a crime had been committed, and without any sense of the Fourth Amendment of the unreasonable search and seizure. Well, that prevents your government from surveilling you as Americans. Remember those freedoms we used to enjoy under Trump? Well, we don't enjoy them anymore. You know what Yellen's response was, which I find was amazing? It was absolutely completely baffling to me when Yellen's response to the direct question is, did you do it? She said, we'll look into it. I'm going to do a full investigation. Well, wait a second. It's a yes or no question. Well, we're not going to answer that. You know, we're just not going to answer the most transparent administration in history, we were promised. Now it's as transparent as a brick wall. But sorry, I mentioned the bad word. That's one of the seven bad words under the Biden administration, wall. So at the hearing on Tuesday before Congress, they discovered that the banking department in general, Janet Yellen, was disclosing and demanding from banks your personal data. In essence, profiling you with regard to the January 6th incursion. Huh. How's that? The Democrats, the Biden blunderbuss, in the last 3 years have destroyed the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. Now they're on to the Fourth Amendment, which protects people against the unreasonable search and seizures. But that doesn't matter. It's that dusty old document again, getting in the way of committing the powerhouse of taking the Democratic Republic and destroying it. And they're doing it. This is outrageous. Every one of us should be outraged by our government spying on us. And they were searching words like Cabela's and Dick's Sporting Goods and MAGA and for some reason, religious books. Now, I don't see any problem with that. Do you? You know, we've let them get away with it. It's illegal conduct, and no one's being held responsible. And it started with Lois Lerner with the IRS targeting the conservatives. No one was ever held responsible. Why? Why do they get away with it? Because we, the American people, let them. You ever notice in this administration that no one's ever culpable for anything? They're not culpable for anything. In fact, Biden came out and said, I didn't move the boxes. My staff moved the boxes. I had no idea they were there. Well, to some extent, I don't think he remembers why they were there. But when they said in that report, willfully retained, that sort of indicates to me that they didn't walk into those boxes, that his staff didn't have access to those records, that they were in his possession. And the fact that he gave that information to his quote-unquote ghostwriter and then destroyed the tapes and the information. Wondering about that. This is exactly, you know, the spying is exactly what George Orwell warned us about in this book, 1984. And we're here. We're here right now. And we're not doing anything about it. We continue to go forward. You know, and it's just, how do you try to impeach Mayorkas without having the votes? That's, I just can't, I go back to that because it just bothers me. It's just bizarre, you know. And then you find out that, you know, with respect to, now I'm told that Europe has put up, I think, 50 billion. We put up 160 billion. Okay. If we were flush with cash, not a problem. We could fund the whole darn wall. Not a problem. Fund the whole wall, fund the war, put it all together. We didn't have that, and we don't have that. And you know what? There used to be a justice system. Now we're a consumer nation with little or no oil and gas production, and every executive order that the administration puts and its cronies and Biden, the blunderbuss crew, makes it more difficult for America to survive. You ever wonder why they're doing that? Do you recognize that, America? Do you see that happening? And by the way, since October 7th, where's our hostages? Did we forget there's over 136 hostages from Israel and several of them are Americans? Now there was a report out the other day that several of them are already dead. Maybe it's up to a half of them are already dead. This has been a disaster from day one. And they're barking stupidity from the Biden administration without a bite. And that never flies in the Middle East. So what do we need to do? We're not doing anything. I don't see anything happening. Yeah, at the beginning we talked about everything. And now he comes out and he says, Israel's being too heavy-handed in the Gaza Strip. Dude, where have you been since October 7th? Oh, that's right. You sat for 2 days of 2.5 hours each of interviews with your special counsel who says that you're incompetent. Well, you got to suck that up. Okay. We need to find out what's going on. We as Americans have been lost. We have been taken advantage of. We have been lied to repeatedly. And this is time. It's time that we step back and we say, America needs to give us back America. Okay. People of America, the dysfunction in this government is astounding. I think it's time to go back to the original founders' concept of having actual regular people run this government. The elites have destroyed it. The government has separated the wealthy from the poor. They've destroyed the middle class. They have destroyed it completely. The infrastructure in this country is crumbling. They've made us a consumer nation instead of the great industrial giant and power that we once were. That's what made America great. They literally have destroyed America and what we stood for and what we are. And what are we turning over to our kids? An empty shell of a democratic republic that once was great? Are they going to read about it in the history books? No, we're taking those away too. We're destroying those. I want the guy to lead this country, I want the guy who leads this country to be a real American. What do I mean by that? I mean a guy who ran a small business, who had paychecks, who had to have employees, who had to deal with employee relations. I want a guy who had a bankruptcy because now he knows what to do next time, to do it differently, to do it better, to strive for meritocracy instead of equity. I want the guy who understands what it is to take care of children and to be married, and to take care of bills every day. And to make sure that the person who we now put into this office is just like every other irregular American. Because we need to have people in our communities, our cities, who understand how the cities have deteriorated over the last 50, 60, 70, and 80 years under democratic rule. And we have to change our educational system to focus on the meritocracy instead of the equity stupidity, which means everybody winds up at the same low point instead of accelerated with the gifted students. And there are a many, many, many numbers of them that we held back because we don't want the other kids to feel bad. Well, lesson to the world. The world does not like that. We've begun to destroy the kindergarten classes with this woke crap. We need to get rid of critical race theory and begin thinking critically. Those are two different dynamic opposing positions. Critical thinking is different. That means you can think for yourself, and that to the Democratic Party is a superior danger factor. Why are they losing minorities in their party? Because finally the minorities are realizing that under Democratic rule, they're not any better. They're worse off, and that's where the Democrats want them. There are two societies in this country, the elites and the rest of us, and it's time for the rest of us to step up at the voting box. Don't tell them what to think. Teach them how to analyze and how to think and understand and figure things out. This is the enemy to the Democratic Party, but it has to be America. That's what made us great. The groupthink problem is what runs this government right now and everything in your life, and that's why we are doing worse now. But it's not what made America fantastic. What made us fantastic was a strong sense of nationalism, a strong sense of allegiance to the flag, which I'll continue to point out until the day I die, that our heroes that fought for this freedom and fought for the imbeciles to protect that fought for your American right to free speech. And you, your right to bear arms and your right to be protected from the government, from unreasonable search and seizures without probable cause. And they buried themselves under the flag to protect it. And that, America, we must remember. That's what we owe this country to. We don't owe this country to the elites. They'll do fine. Under this whole scenario, under Biden, they will be fine. But America, I am concerned. We may not be here for the next generation. But enough this week. I think I've given you enough to think about. And hopefully next week I'll be able to analyze that report and maybe the Supreme Court decision as I go through their transcript. This is Mark the Shark on A Bite of Reality on America's Web Radio. Thank you for listening and have a phenomenal week.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.